Welcome everybody to August monthly chat for our amazing summit partners.
Yes, it is August.
It's August.
They are amazing.
They are amazing. You guys are amazing. First and foremost, before we even go into anything, if it seems a little loud, just let us know. We can turn off our room AC. First and foremost, you guys are honestly just amazing in the group. I've had an opportunity to talk to some of you individually, personally, and so many of you are appreciative of the others in this group. So do know that from Elise and I. It's awesome to see that. Ashton, what's happening?
John's also here.
John, yeah, I saw John. Okay. Came up in here earlier, and we were just hanging out. John, what's happening? So, all right, it is August. It is a lot of you have been up, done some trips, getting back from trips. Some of you kids are already back in school. Some of you just got kids down. Ashton, Casey's on that as well. So we wanted to start off this call, though, just jumping into the position post. And we just wanted to take one of these. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this month's position post. Just as an FYI, this entire month is Romance Awareness Month. So you still have plenty of time to romance your spouse and make them aware of your romance with them.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Got plenty of time.
And coming to the end of the month, obviously you got Kiss and Makeup Day. So make sure you do that. We wanted to just discuss, though, as we jump into this today, because it is hot. I mean, it's not super hot here in San Diego. It's actually been really nice for a summer. But we know across the country here in the United States, it's been brutally hot for our Australians. It's been chillier. So you may want to actually turn up the heat in Australia. But here in the Northern Hemisphere, we wanted to just talk about, where is it? Here it is. The top 10 ways to cool off together when it's hot outside.
Karen, good to see you.
Because I think this is one of those areas, and when we put this together, even for Elisa and I, can be a bit difficult in approaching when it comes to our lovemaking.
I don't like to be cold. Like, I don't tend to do things that will create a chill. I don't care how hot it is.
She won't.
When we travel over the summer, we tend to go places that are even hotter than San Diego, like Scottsdale. So all of you Arizonans, you're like in my favorite place for the summer because I like it to be warm.
Yeah.
So doing this was actually like researching it and working through it. Like the sleep naked, I'm good with that one.
Yeah.
Totally good with that one.
Yeah. Have any of you ever tried any of these on here? So if you don't have it with you, I'm going to just read through it. Want to hear your guys' feedback. Take a cold shower together. Like, we've done that. You don't like doing it that long. It's like for a real quick minute right at the end.
It's like that little, like, energizing boost. But I would not stand and do, like, my regular length of shower.
Do any of you actually, like, do just cold showers? Because I know people who do. That's, like, their go-to. And I heard it's actually really good for you. Not something we do here personally in our household. Grab some ice. Use that to cool them off. See, like, something like that.
We've done that, though. We have used ice. It would not be my go-to.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying.
Like, I have warm shower. No way too cold shower.
Here's one that we have not done, but doing some research on it was interesting. Freeze the sheets. I find that one interesting. We do have an extra freezer outside that we've actually turned off right now. So
it's not plugged in,
but we haven't tried that one.
Like, that one came up in research, and I saw that, and I'm the logistics person, right? And so, like, I hear that, and I'm like, so what happens to your mattress when the sheets start to thaw out, and they're, like, do you take them and put them, like, on the camping mats? Right? Like, I know we have a lot of campers in the group. Like, I don't know that I'd want frozen sheets thawing on my bed. But it came up in the research, and so I was like, all right, you got to wet them first. Oh, okay, that's funny, Karen.
Dan, welcome.
I think the idea is that they're wet and then maybe they get wet again.
Yeah. Dan just jumped in. Dan and Mindy are going to be here in San Diego. He has some work. And then
a couple weeks.
No.
No, this week.
This week. This so week. we're gonna jump. We're gonna get a picture with those guys. We're gonna go to lunch with them on Sunday. So glad to have you here, Dan. Can't wait to meet you guys when you come on out. Cool massage. This one I think is more like, are you putting the massage oil, freezing it? Is it something that's cooling you?
Or like, if it's got like that menthol.
It's cool. You can go there. Frozen or cold dildo. We did the adult toys episode a little bit ago. That's something that I think Jonathan here mentioned in our group that got us thinking on that one. Sponge bath. For those of you who love baths, that's going to be you. That's not happening here. Just not happening. Just as a
We just got our house cleaned today. The bath is all clean. I actually walked into the bathroom and thought, wow, today would be the day to use the bathtub. I'm
like, eh. Yeah. Silk sheet scarves.
We've done that.
You know, Valerie, welcome. Hey. Run through the sprinklers. Like, this is like old school, like, get fun, go for it. I remember that as a kid, you know. And then lastly, sleep naked, which we do pretty much. That's like, I would say that's our go-to in all honesty when it comes to that.
Well, almost every night. Even, mm-hmm. And we've shared this on the show. I like to have my shoulders covered. It's not often, Lisa. Oh, no, see, that's too much for me. Wow, that's amazing. A heated blanket in the summer.
Wow. Is that though because Alicia?
Too many of us.
Is that because of your joint issue? Because I forget what she has mentioned in the past, but it's on my top of my head. So I'm just wondering if just being cold really makes your joints hurt. You know, which would make sense on this. So I would
this
say
list would be like
a, yeah. I would say with this is like ice on your belly where you. You know, you don't have any joints. Right?
No, there are no joints there.
That's what I'm saying. The ice on the belly would keep it, like, cold.
All I'm thinking of is, like an ice.
But it just,
like,
it's floating
on your belly button.
It's cooling. Like,
yeah. It's just a funny.
I hope you have the AC crate.
I'm just trying to think of another thing. Or at least for your husband.
See, she didn't put the two together, but I have. You're welcome. There you go. See? So now you can tell Ty why you have the heated.
Yeah, blanket. So how does he handle that?
That's a big one, especially in the summer, especially when you guys are moving to Arizona. That's going to be very interesting.
You're definitely going to have your AC crank. Fortunately, electricity is cheaper, at least compared to California.
Yeah.
So crank away on the AC.
Yeah. Okay, and then Karen said she gets cold because of her iron deficiency. So this is an interesting, and we put it in there because in all honesty, it takes us out of our comfort zone, right? And even for us, I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying we do every single one of these at all. But we want to keep you guys thinking and going, okay, where's my comfort zone and what am I willing to try? And I mean, it could be, you know, if you already have a dildo or you already have a vibrator, already being able to go, okay, could we put that somewhere cold and just use that? What would that have? What would that do? And I know it wouldn't be good on Elisa, so I wouldn't even try it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably try it once. It's just going to be really hot.
Yeah. I think we got to go with a no sound. It's what, the suction one, not the air one. You have to go with the air one. You've got to get the air one.
Not suction. The whisper.
Yes.
Yeah, in that show.
We have to go with that because the sound of a vibrator to Elisa can throw her off like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it takes me out of my headspace.
Yeah, it really does. So, sponge bath sounds good. Yes. All right. So, what questions do you guys have? We just wanted to go over that. We hope you've enjoyed it. We had our first couple that we're featuring, which we were so excited to feature Greg and Kylie. Those are our resident Australians who are super, super active in the group. So if you haven't met them, please get into the group and just say hello to them. Kylie actually tagged on through some abdominal surgery, 4 months ago now.
Well, there was one recent.
3 months ago? Yeah. It was in May. Yeah. 4 months ago. She did. We were in Palm Springs for the marriage retreat.
Yeah, and that was just a long recovery.
So she is feeling healthy again. So we're going to continue to do that. If you are interested in being a featured couple, we'd love to have you. Just go on in there, click the link, or you can go to onceordinarymarriage.com/featured couple. We'd love to have you. Karen, she had the surgery a year ago? I thought she had the surgery, but then she had like some complications and had to have surgery again. She can let us know.
It's early. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning there in Australia. So
yes,
which is so helpful because she always puts the time conversion in there for us. So yes. Kylie, we thank you for always letting us know
So we want to hear though from you guys this month. We tend to do the majority of the talking, but we want to hear from you guys. Is there something that's come up in the last week or so that's been in the group that you have questions about? We'd love to just get the conversation going, even here with all the other Summit partners who are live. Any of the podcasts, I mean, this week we released Mutual Masturbation. Tomorrow we're releasing our second in our part two in our series through the year.
So Chowdery.
Yep. Yeah. So.
That's a fun series. This is where we're digging through, you know, all of those different you know, so often we think about something going through the years, it's always a chronological thing, but this series has been really fun to look at those significant challenges. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because as we sit here in the office, obviously what you guys can't see is right above you is our statement about one, and the very first line says, "One extraordinary marriage was created to provide couples with the tools, resources, and strategies to overcome their intimacy challenges." And I think about this series, and actually all the ones that we do on Thursdays, are really about overcoming those intimacy challenges. Yep. So that's a new little tie in there.
Mm-hmm.
Tie in there. And then, just so you all know, because you inspired it, next week, so a week from tomorrow, is going to be the show called Chore War, which got inspired by all of the conversations that we were having here around kids doing chores, spouses doing chores, and all that kind of stuff. So that's what's coming up the next 2 weeks around the series.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Thank you, Karen, about the money series. Yeah. We heard a lot of great feedback from folks on that one, which was awesome to hear, because over the years of doing One Extraordinary Marriage Show, that I would say is one of the intimacies we never hammered on enough, because we felt like, wow, if we did that 6 weeks in a row without talking about other areas, it would get a little long. Mm-hmm. And yet with the series and being able to really just dive down, and amazing folks in here. We have some amazing financial planners and advisors as part of the Summit partner level who really shared and gave us a ton of information that we were able to use, especially when we were talking about financial planning and that estate planning. And I would honestly encourage all of you, no matter where you are, go listen to those two again. That would be part 5 and part 6. Estate planning. Elisa and I have it on our calendars by the end of this month. We're giving everything back to our attorney so that way we can update our will and our trust, but have that too. So,
yeah, one of those things nobody ever really wants to talk about, but everybody's going to have to face it at some point in time. So let's normalize the conversation and let's equip the one family with tools and strategies.
Yeah, and Judy said, me too. This is our tough to discuss subject, so it really gave us some opportunities to talk. Awesome, Judy. And you guys have been married for how long? 30? Am I correct? 33, somewhere in there. John, me and Valerie went and checked out the excuse me from a few years ago and enjoyed it.
We mentioned that on there.
Which episode number, John? A couple years ago, yes. I'm like, what? Wait. Hold on, I'm going to look it up. I love that. Almost 34.
Okay, I was thinking.
Matthew, welcome.
Yay! That must mean the kids are in bed. If you both are on, Matthew and Casey.
Ah, yes.
Oh, wow. That was just
episode
over the 59. First year.
Wow. Awesome, John.
So that would have been
love it.
February of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, not an interrupt. Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, that is so. Are you listening to interrupt? Or are you listening to understand? Huge, huge point. So great to hear that, John. I love that.
Casey, is that comment because the kids aren't quite in bed? And Greg, good to see you.
Greg, we just talking about you guys,
you and your wonderful wife, and how you were the featured couple.
Yep.
In the August position of the month post. So glad to have you join us from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Not too many interruptions. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, it's interesting because I had a coaching call a couple hours ago, and the couple that I'm working with, one of their biggest struggles is around communication, which is not really a surprise. But getting into this place where the interruptions don't happen, where it's not about what you have to say, it's about listening. Mm-hmm. To hear what the other person has to say. And your ability to listen without interruptions is actually one of the biggest gifts that you can give your spouse, because it really just demonstrates their value. It demonstrates that you really do care about what they have to say. It demonstrates that your agenda is not the most important agenda in the conversation.
Yeah.
Casey and Matthew are working again.
Yeah, and I would say a big piece of that too is Elisa was talking with this couple, and one of the things they did is really set up their core values.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when we have those core values and we're on the same page together, yes, we may interrupt, yes, we may talk over each other, and yet we have that foundation of understanding where we're at, what we're doing, and where we're going together. So
it was actually hugely transformational for this couple, because it was after their first session. I told them they needed to do the core values, which, I mean, you guys have listened to me on the show, you know that I'm all about action. We're all about action.
Only Elisa's about action.
Only on the coaching.
Yeah. And I'm gonna put a link to the core values for you guys. It's in the shop. Remember, as Summit partners, you get 30% off everything in the shop. So take advantage of that, you guys. I mean, it's honestly there for you guys.
So real quick, though, just to expound on this a little bit. So this couple, just with their work schedules and things like that, figured out that they would do it. They would spend about 30 minutes a night. And I think they said it took them 5 nights to go through the recordings and to go through just the work. And then at the end, like one of the last nights, they actually involved their teenagers in the process just to get their input on it. And so I said, well, you know, share with me what your core values are. And I think they have 11, and they were able to remember in the moment 6, like really put them on the spot and hadn't asked for it. And as they shared them with me, it was words like resilience and commitment, kindness, relationship, love, and faith. Those were the 6 that they were able to give me right in the moment. And so as we're talking about communication, here's how this all ties together. When they're talking about their challenges, when they're talking about creating a safe space, when they're talking about how to handle things when they're heated and triggered, now you have this vocabulary to go back to. Well, if we want to have a committed relationship, what does it look like around our communication? If we want to handle things when we're feeling emotional or heated or triggered, oh, well, we've identified that relationship is important to us. We've identified that commitment is important to us. We've identified that kindness is one of our core values. So having that knowledge, and I tell people the words should be, I mean, ours sit in our kitchen. It's these words that you now become your filter on how the two of you interact. So now this couple, after one session, is already seeing tremendous transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Because they took the time to do the core values and to create that as the filter that they're going to make all of their decisions and their actions through. So it's really, I love it when I've got a coaching call right before you guys, because it automatically like just gives me insights into other things that we can share with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do know that, hey, you know, the communication, the emotional intimacy, I will say, and I think anybody here, you know, I don't care if you've been married a week or you've been married like the Stinsons, who've been married almost 34 years. Emotional intimacy is one of those areas we are constantly have to be a attentive to and never let our guard down, because we can become very brittle and crass and not even want to listen to our spouse if we allow our emotional intimacy to die. Don't get me wrong, Elisa and I still have our moments where we have heated discussions. We do. And yet we know we're not going in.
That's what they say. If you had been watching, if you were on the pre-call session, you would have seen that Tony said something to me and I snapped something back to him kind of under my breath. It may have actually been picked up on the microphone. And then he just shot me a look and I just mumbled something back to him. And that is real life. So it happens in the moment. But it's also how quick do you recover? You know, I tell people all the time, you know, our marriage is no better or worse than anybody else's. We just have a much faster recovery when something does happen that could threaten to derail us. And yeah. That's just because we've been doing these principles over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Casey, I saw that your church is focusing their vision on supporting marriages over the next 5 to 7 years. That is
awesome.
Incredible. So good. Karen saying we finally have communication understanding. Marriage is a team sport. Yes, yep. It is.
That was last week's. That was last week's.
Which means sometimes bad calls are made, mm-hmm. and other times you're all doing the victory dance, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of wrecks and a lot of hard work in between.
Yeah. When would you guys say, so this is going to be the big one, because I think all of us could learn from it. Hey, Jesse, how are you? Great to have you here. When are you most likely to lash out or even speak harshly towards your spouse? That's something that we all have to know. And I know for me personally, it's usually when I'm sitting at my computer, it's a work day, I'm doing my work, and especially in the summer months right now, kids will start running around and they're just chatting and it's like, okay. And then Elisa will come out of her office upstairs and just look down. And I'm right in the middle of something. Maybe it's writing an email or, you know, doing something that needs to get done for me. I'm time blocked. And she just walks out. She's like, well, hey, this, and this. And then the kids start chiming in. And it's like, oh, and everybody starts asking. And I honestly, that's where I tend to be like, enough. Everybody just go to your rooms. Hangries. Oh, yes, Kim. Let's speak. Yes, that is a true.
Yep.
Ashton, when I'm stressed and busy. Well, you have two kids now. No, how many kids do they have? Three.
Twins.
And twins coming. So we're praying over you, Ashton. Lots. The week before my period. Yep. So no, Judy, that's Elisa. I've come to realize, aren't you like the week before? You get a little tense, or is it right before? I can tell your fuse is much shorter right there in that time
period. Yeah, there's usually a little indicator, but now that I'm on the Ava watch, it really is one of those things where, I mean, even the other day, you know, because this tracks ovulation, yeah. It tracks all of these things, and Tony's just like all over me Sunday morning before church, yeah. And all of a sudden it dawns on me, and so we're literally sitting there in church. Next to each other, and it was during the announcement, and I open up my Ava app and I look and it like screams in big letters at the top, ovulating. And so I just like turn the phone to Tony and I'm like, dude, and he looks at me and goes, explains it. Like the hormones are real. Yeah. Knowing if you all don't, especially for you guys, if you don't track your wife's cycle, it might be a good thing. Mm-hmm. There are definite benefits to knowing her cycle, and ladies, don't be afraid to share your cycle with your husband. He's gonna want to know.
It helps. Yeah. Cade, when I'm trying to focus on something, yes, that's me too. Just I need to have that attention. Kim, overworked, stressful work day. Yep. When I'm exhausted, yep. I'm stressed. These are things that we work through, you guys, and we need to be able to express that. Again, we're constantly work in progress. Constantly, okay. And Elisa and I know these times. Same with her. She'll get frustrated when I'm just like, hey, I need you to do this right now. And she's preparing show notes. she's getting everything set up and ready so we can record the next episode.
That's usually what it sounds like, in which case I'm like, yeah.
You know? Stephanie, welcome. Hey, even like last week, we did Marriage is a Team Sport, and we shared on that episode.
The week before we recorded it.
Yeah. Well, we shared on that where we had some tough conversation there on how it went and what we didn't like and where we were at. And I really believe that episode, though, was stronger because of it, because we had to work through that and then go, okay, and get out, get away, get those walk and talks, guys, you know what I mean? Just get moving sometimes. It's like maybe not in that moment you can do it, but can you go, all right, we're going to get some time. I know it's for myself when we miss those walk and talks. I, there's a buildup for me that it's just like, we need to get one tonight. We need to get out. So 3 hours. Yes, Karen, it did.
Give or take.
You're stressed when you're on vacation with my children and parents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to point out something that you said there, and when you were talking about that show being better, is the fact that a lot of couples choose to avoid the conflict. Right? It's easier to not talk about things, it's easier not to have conflict. But that show is such a good representation of the fact that working through the conflict, even when it's not easy, even when it doesn't feel good, even when you'd rather just avoid the whole thing and just pretend it doesn't happen, is that there's a lot of really good things that come on the other side of you walking through whatever that conflict is, of saying, you know what, I'm not just going to throw my hands up and say this is no big deal. I'm not going to just say fine. I'm actually going to engage in this process.
Yeah.
Because there's value to the two of us working through it.
Yeah. So let's keep working. And we're not going for perfection, right? We're working towards connection. And if you guys want to, let's dive in more into the emotional intimacy here in the group. Obviously, we can be doing stuff like that. If there's something that comes up very specific, you know, Lisa and I can jump on, or one of us can jump on for a quick live, you know, be it a 15, 20 minute, and just do a little bit of a teaching around that, you know. So just to encourage you guys and help you guys through some of those areas.
Well, and it's also, like, I know today there was, over the last couple of days, Lindsay had put up that question about the Bible of languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, even looking at that, and sometimes, know that sometimes those will be the things that we can just comment on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there'll be things that we can do a video on. And then sometimes, you know, kind of like I did with her, because there's a lot of dynamics that are at play there. There are going to be times when we say, hey, you know what, this might be a coaching session.
Yeah.
It might be something to explore in coaching. Not because we don't want it to benefit the whole group, but because when there are specifics that are unique to a couple and there's stuff that they've got to unpack, the Facebook page is not always the best place to put that all out there.
Yeah. So, all right, you guys. It's been an awesome month. Mm-hmm. Or a monthly chat.
Or month. You know, we're 2 weeks old. It's been a month.
Yeah, it has. So, to all of you who have kids going back to school sometime or another, we are praying over you. We are declaring peace over you. We are right there. Starting next Monday. And so.
Except that one drives, so it's not as much.
It's not as much, but it's still, we have football season starting tomorrow with our first scrimmage, and first game is next Friday. So we have a lot that begins as well. And for this dad, son making varsity football at Cathedral, which is one of the top schools here in our area, it's a little nerve-wracking just even to think about going into this school year. So, you know, September 9th, wow, that's – yeah, but
after
Karen –
Labor Day thing.
Yeah, but Karen –
oh, that's true.
Yeah. You know, so.
Communication.
With the communication, yes. Yeah, when you're public speaking for a living, yes. And he struggled, yeah. And that's working that dynamic.
And figuring out different strengths, like even looking at the strengths, because obviously the two of you have gotten to the point where you're married, and family and all that kind of stuff. So Ty is able to communicate. It may not look the same way.
Right.
And so often what I would say to that is where Ty's strengths, when it does come to communicating, it may not look the same as Alicia's strength.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of work and professionalism and things like that. But I would guess that Ty has his own strengths that may not be as obvious, mm-hmm. but that are there. And as you two of you start to play to each other's strengths, the communication actually becomes easier.
Yeah, get it, dig it out.
Mm-hmm. Find the gold.
Find the gold. Dig it out together so you guys can communicate better. So. All right, you guys. We've had a great time with you guys. We will make sure that the recording gets up in the partner area here in the next 24, 48 hours. It's here up in Facebook. If you're just getting here, just zoom through some of the earlier stuff because we get on a little bit early just to make sure everybody's here. So have you guys a fantastic evening. Thank you for joining us. Love you guys. And we will catch you in the next one.